So here are the words from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Just those four verses from Psalm number 40, and you know, of course, right away what I'm going to be speaking about. That lovely verse where David the psalmist says, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I've been really struck by how many times, the many occasions, the many occurrences that we find in the Bible of new things. And the Lord is always doing something fresh and new, not only in his wonderful ways, which are over all his works, but in the lives of people around the world. And here in long distant history, there was a man who had something new that was done in his heart, which was seen in his life. That message that we were listening to by Elizabeth McBride, The Song of the Soul Set Free, sets us up for the message from the Bible this afternoon or today. And the new song that we read about in Psalm 40 and verse 3 is the result of a new life, which of course is the result of the new birth, because the new birth brings us into new life. And that new life that we have in Christ gives us a new song, the song of freedom, the song of joy, the song of praise to the Lord. As we looked at those verses and read them, you can see some things, very simple thoughts, but of course help you to remember. They are like little coat hangers to hang my message on. First of all, we see a man sinking. Here he is, he said, he's in a horrible pit and in the miry clay. By nature, we are like that. By nature, we are sinking. And there's a song, there's a hymn that sometimes you might have heard. I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more. Overwhelmed by guilt within, mercy I did implore. I can look back in my life to the time when I too was sinking far from the peaceful shore. I wasn't deep down away in the very dregs of sin and darkness, of course, because I came to know the Lord when I was 16 years of age, but I've seen so many people who lived long years without Jesus and who went to the very depths in sin and shame, but who were lifted by the Lord. And how deep and how far sin can take you. Somebody said that sin will take you further than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay, and it will cost you far more than you want to pay. That is so true. A man sinking. There may be someone that's listening in today, and you may be in that very condition. You look back over your life, and instead of rising, you've been sinking. And whatever your condition is today, there's nothing you can do to get yourself out of it. Seneca was a famous philosopher way back a couple of thousand years ago. And he said, all my life long, I have sought to climb out of the pit of my own besetting sins. I cannot, and I never will, unless a hand is let down from above to lift me out. How profound that statement is, even in this day, the 21st century. We also find that there is a heart sighing, because it said in this passage that he cried out to the Lord. He heard my cry. A man sighing for peace, a man sighing for someone to come and help him in his hour of need and in his condition of shadowy darkness. Maybe you have got a sighing heart. I meet so many people who are carrying burdens that are too heavy to bear. That's why John Muir wrote the hymn, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. because he recognized that people are carrying burdens that are too heavy to bear. And sin is a great burden on the heart. It's a great burden on the conscience. And the longer you live away from Jesus Christ, the heavier your burden will become. And there's nothing can set you free from the burden of an unforgiven past. Nothing that you can do. No money that you can give. No religion that you can offer. No sacrifices that you can make. You're lost and you're without help outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's another thought. We have a soul seeking. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. I don't know how long you have been looking for, wondering where to go to find someone who will meet your need. But it's not an accident that you're listening to this program this day. It's not an accident that you are listening to this podcast or whatever way you're finding this message on the internet. It's no accident. This is a providence. Don't switch off. Keep listening because we'll find the answer in a little while. But you know, the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. This man, David, was seeking. I waited patiently. And the Bible says, when we seek the Lord with all our hearts, we shall surely find him. He again says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that are necessary to life will be added unto you. Where are you seeking? We find people who are seeking their solution to their problems in money, others in fame, others in drugs, others in illicit relationships. There is such a multiplicity of ways that people try to extract themselves from the maze that they find themselves in, the pit that they feel themselves trapped in and sinking in, and they cannot see nor find the way out. And the tragedy is that many of them have never heard of the saving power of Jesus Christ. They do not know about the work of the cross of Jesus. They do not know that this can be applied to the heart of an individual and transform a life. You can't say that after today, because now the Holy Spirit is allowing you to hear, maybe not for the first time, or perhaps for the first time, and you're hearing that there is an answer. And it's absolutely true. Christ is the answer to your every need. Christ is the answer. He is a friend indeed. Problems of life my spirit may assail. With Christ my Savior I can never fail, for Christ is the answer to my need. It's not just a chorus. It's a reality for life. The fourth thing that I want to say about this passage is that we find a power saving, because David says, he brought me up. He brought me up. That's the hand that was let down that Seneca was looking for, but didn't really know about. But he recognized that someone needed to let down a hand from above and lift him out of the pit of his besetting sin. The great Scottish missionary and explorer David Livingstone, who left the shores of Scotland and went to Africa, said, I felt the downreach of the divine. I love that statement. I felt the downreach of the divine. He reached down to me. He reached way down to me. I was lost and in sin, no hope within, when he reached down his hand to me. In the 30th Psalm and the 3rd verse, we read these words, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. And praise God today. He not only lifts our soul out of the wallowing mire, and he lifts us up onto his new standing, onto his new foundation, where the psalmist says, He brought me up and he set my feet upon a rock. Jesus is the rock, and my feet today are planted on the rock. And praise God today for the rock of our salvation. Are your feet in the mire or in the rock? Are you planted on solid ground, or are you sinking in your lostness and in your sinfulness? Bless the Lord today. He not only puts your feet on firm foundation, but He turns them into the paths of righteousness. He says, He established my goings. And praise God, the Bible says, the steps of a good man, that's a man of God, are ordered by the Lord. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And then He says, He has put a new song in my mouth. And there we have a life singing. I didn't say a tongue singing or a mouth singing. I said a life singing, because it says, many shall see the song and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. We speak about listening to a song, but here the Bible is speaking about seeing a song. That's because your life becomes a harmonized life. The saving power of Jesus Christ brings you into harmony with God and with people around you and with the things that are important and valuable, and your life begins to shine for Jesus. It begins to sing a song that angels never knew, because they have never, ever known the joy that our salvation brings. It's a new song, and praise God today, there's a new song in my heart. New life in Christ, abundant and free. What glory shine, what joys are mine, what wondrous blessings I see. My past with its sin, the searching and strife, forever gone, there's a bright new dawn, for in Christ I have found new life. I love what it says about the song. It's influential. Our lives are meant to be influential as the people of God. They are to be influential in leading and helping others to discover this wonderful salvation, to come to know this blessed Jesus, this great friend of sinners. May the Lord help you as a child of God to go out this coming week, in the coming days, and be influential for His glory, and tell others through your life who Jesus really is. Yes, my dear friends, help must come from the top and reach down to the bottom. And in the Lord Jesus Christ and His wonderful work on the cross, His love for sinners, His precious outpoured blood, His glorious resurrection, help has come from the top. It reaches down to the bottom, and it reaches right to where you are. May the Lord help you today to enjoy what I've been speaking about in Jesus Christ.